You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, June 21st, 2024. It's Grandpa Dan streaming at RadioAlbion.com. It's already Friday. I can't believe it. It seems like just yesterday. It was the Monday show. We were kicking off the work week. It flies by. I hope you've had a good week. I hope you've had a chance to check out great content that we've had up Monday through Friday here. Radio Albion. As always, before we get rolling here on this edition of Funny Fridays, I always remind you, we have our Sven Longshank support links. It's easy to be hype about something when it goes down, like Sven going to jail and everybody's talking about it and there's a buzz about it. The hard work comes in day in and day out, you know, week in and week out, remembering to drop him a note or a line or email, whatever, and just to let him know, you know, that we haven't forgot him. And I appreciate all of you who have stuck with it. I realize that, you know, it takes effort when the new wears off, when the new of the situation wears off. And I appreciate all of you who have continued to do that. I'm going to try to make my way through. I'm kind of disoriented. My ancient eyeglasses broke the other day. So I'm making do with a pair of these cheap reading glasses from the dollar store so I can at least see up close. It's just, you know. As the old saying goes, poor people got poor ways. So we're all going to do the best we can. But at least this way I can somewhat, sort of, be able to read. Here in current year, 2024, one of the things we hear a lot about is AI, artificial intelligence. And it's kind of funny because most people actually don't have any idea what that actually entails, what it even means. Their idea of what artificial intelligence means is stuff they've seen in sci-fi movies, TV shows. You know, they picture a computer that's independently thinking and reasoning like a human being. You know, some people picture Skynet from the Terminator movies or maybe the computer from the Star Trek shows that sits there and answers and whatnot. And they don't have any actual idea. And of course, the government and various groups or whatever, they take advantage of this. They exploit this fact that people don't have any actual clue what artificial intelligence is. Now it does span off into several different things. For instance, you can make an AI-generated picture or whatever. You know, where somebody that's, say, relatively famous, and you can have, if you have a good enough AI generator, obviously the AI generator I use is a free, cheap one. It doesn't work very good. But if you have a good one, you can generate AI images of famous people that aren't actual photographs, but they look like photographs. Likewise, you can get the AI if somebody could, for instance, just me myself, I've got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours of audio recordings, you know, podcasts on the internet. Somebody with a good AI setup could let that AI sample my hundreds and hundreds of hours of podcasting, and they could have that AI generate what would sound like my voice saying certain things, but it wouldn't actually be me saying these things. It just has learned. It can mimic my voice and my speech patterns, and it would be able to produce a fake recording of me saying something I'd never said. Now, people hear this sort of things, and it's scary. You know, my gosh, you know, they could make it sound like you said something you never said, and how are you going to prove otherwise? But by and large, this misses the point of how AI actually functions. The vast majority of what AI does, all it does is collect the information, collect a lot of information. An early version of this, you remember Tay, I believe it was called, you know, from Microsoft, and they turned this artificial intelligence loose on social media and just said, you know, learn this information of what people are talking about, and it'll start being able to respond. And the more it takes in information, what other people are saying, it can respond in more and more of a human-like manner. And of course, they wound up very quickly shutting Tay down because people were having some fun teaching Tay to say certain things. But that was possible because that's what AI does. It just gathers information. If you sit down and use AI and say, AI, tell me about this, it should be able to take in all that information and basically give you a TLDR of what you're wanting to know. You don't have to go out and research all the different books and writings and different people's points of view and try to accumulate some kind of idea of a gathering of knowledge on the topic that you're curious about. The artificial intelligence does this for you. It goes out, it can quickly look at all of this various information from all these various different people, put it together in a package, and give you a summary. It's like how Wikipedia was supposed to work, which it doesn't, because it's run by human beings. Now, this is a really cool idea when you think about AI being able to do this. Again, they highlight scary things, like it could be a fake picture, it could be a fake video, it could be a fake recording of you, and make you sound like you're saying these really horrible things. But that's just to scare people. The real functionality of artificial intelligence is it can take all of this information and answer them logically. It can answer them with facts, without bias, without prejudice, without a tilted, without trying to promote some ideology in slant. And thus, this is where AI runs into being a problem. It runs into being a problem because everything in our society is based on lies. So if you have artificial intelligence unimpeded, there's going to be a problem because it's going to start spitting truth to you without that slant. This is a real meaning when they come out and all these groups come out and demand regulations. We have to have regulations. We have to have guidelines for artificial intelligence. It's not that they're worried that artificial intelligence is going to make some fake picture out of you. This is also why they hype stories. Like there was a story recently, some teenage boys, you know, made AI generated nudes of the girls in their class. They hype these. It's a non-story. Why should you care about it? And yet it makes national, even international media attention. Why? Because they want that to be what's on your mind. When they come out and talk about artificial intelligence needs to be regulated, they want you to think of that. Oh, yes, if that was my daughter, I wouldn't want them making AI-generated nudes of her. What they're really worried about is artificial intelligence simply speaking facts to you and breaking down and being running counter to their narratives, which are always, always based on lies. I actually got a story here we're going to use. I don't really, as y'all know, I've been doing this Funny Friday thing, and I've just kept it really general, and I usually don't use a specific story. I'm going to use one, but then going to keep moving on to other aspects of this topic. But while we're talking about this demand, because this story relates to demands to regulate and hinder artificial intelligence. And again, artificial intelligence basically just takes the information that's out there, gathers up into a package and repeats, you know, and uses math and so on and so forth to give you a TLDR of the subject you're talking about. The story's from RT, and the headline is, AI could fuel anti-Semitism. And this is according to UNESCO. I'm going to go ahead and kind of read through the whole story, and then we'll come back and discuss what this means. Artificial intelligence, AI, technology could cause a surge in false narratives about World War II atrocities, including Holocaust denial, the UN education and cultural body UNESCO has warned. According to a report published in partnership with the World Jewish Congress on Tuesday, the generation of false content such as deep fakes and misinformation could undermine the authenticity of historical evidence and spread anti-Semitic ideologies. The study pointed to the widespread use of AI for assistance in education, research, and writing, which it said could result in an increased likelihood of unreliable data. Deepfake images and audio content created using generative AI are particularly convincing for young people who may encounter them on social media platforms, the report cautioned. With 4 in 5 young people between the ages of 10 and 24 now using AI several times a day for education, entertainment, and other purposes, according to UN research, action to ethically guide these new technologies must be taken quickly, the report warns. The report used the Historical Figures app as an example. The interface reportedly allowed users to chat with prominent Nazis such as Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels, and falsely claimed that individuals such as Goebbels were not intentionally involved in the Holocaust and had tried to prevent violence against Jews. The report also said that ChatGPT and Google's Bard had both produced content detailing Holocaust-related events that never took place. If we allow the historic facts of the Holocaust to be diluted, distorted, or falsified through the irresponsible use of AI, we risk the explosive spread of anti-Semitism, said UNESCO Director General Audrey Azoulay. By way, Audrey Azoulay is also Jewish, just for the background here. UNESCO has called on governments to accelerate the implementation of the recommendations on the ethics of AI, which was unanimously adopted by its member states in 2021. The UN agency has also urged tech companies to establish ethical rules for the development and use of AI in an effort to reduce the chances of unreliable information being generated and to prevent bad actors from spreading misinformation. Now, this is a classic example of a group, most of the time the government, and they're telling you, the opposite, of the truth. As we've already talked about, AI gathers up the information that's out there and sums it up and gives you that information. They try to muddy the waters in this story, in this UN report, rather, with talking about fake videos, fake pictures, and fake recordings. And this could lead to misinformation. And again, this relies on the fact that most people have no clue how AI actually works. Now, I picked this story because, this is a really good example. Because like if somebody says, ask about the Holocaust, the first question I always have, you get into the Holocaust, the first question I have is always, well, define what you mean by the Holocaust, because they throw that term around and people think, you assume you're on the same page. Are you a Holocaust denier? Well, define the Holocaust. What do you mean by that? Because if you define the Holocaust as did National Socialist Germany put Jews in camps, I don't know of anybody that denies that. Because you have this broad thing and they throw it all in under the Holocaust. Nobody denies these people were put on camps. Nobody denies a lot of these people died in these camps. They had typhus outbreaks, there was supply line issues. I mean, a lot of people, you see the pictures of the dead bodies. Obviously, a lot of people died in these camps. There's no denying that. Nobody really, believes that did not happen. Not really. Now, if you're going to then get into roller coasters that went down and hit the end of the rails and everybody flew into a giant oven and vaporized, were people put into a cage with an eagle and a bear? I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to question that a little bit. See, that makes you a bad thinker. They try to lump it in and say, well, if you question being thrown in a cage with an eagle and a bear, then you don't think these people were even put into camp and any of them died. Well, obviously that's not the case. It's always important to understand what definitions everybody's operating under. Now, just to use this as an example, because our topic today is not the Holocaust, it is AI. and this need to regulate it to try to preserve the narratives, which are largely based on lies. Again, if you were to take AI and feed it in, you know, here's the Jewish population numbers before World War II, before any of them were put into camps. Here's the population numbers before, after. The claim is this X million people died and their bodies were cremated in these wood-burning ovens over this time span. Is that possible? Now, AI doesn't have a slant. It doesn't have an agenda. It doesn't have any emotional feeling towards anybody involved. AI is going to simply do the math and say, with this type of cremation technology, in this time span, 6 million people did not disappear. It's mathematically impossible. AI has no agenda here. It has no axe to grind one way or the other. It's going to tell you that's mathematically impossible. It's going to look at the population numbers, the census numbers before and after. It's going to say, no, those numbers aren't going to work. The number was probably close to, I don't know, whatever number it would spit out, but it's not going to be 6 million. Again, my intention here is not to make the topic the Holocaust for the 6 millionth time, but to look at an example of why they're called for regulations about AI. Because AI, generally speaking, is going to just gather things. And if you ask it, is it mathematically possible cremate this many people in this amount of time with this sort of technology, is going to tell you, no, it's not mathematically possible. It's just not. And you see, that's not allowed. That runs afoul of these narratives that are generated and a part of, you know, keeping people under control, keeping people in line. This is the narrative. The problem is AI isn't going to go along with the narrative. So they're trying to come up with ways to hinder it, to put guidelines, to make sure that when it spits out information, it spits out approved information. Of course, facts, the truth, and reality have nothing to do with anybody's individual points of view. They just simply are what it is. You know, they just are what they are. If you punch a math equation into your calculator, you don't expect to give you a politically correct answer. You expect it to give you the mathematical answer with no tilt at all. And left to its own devices and developed properly, that's what AI is going to do. It is going to give you the facts. Again, they muddy the water with this whole thing of, oh, it can make fake videos and fake pictures. Everybody understands that. That's not what they're really talking about when they're talking about regulating it. Because I don't know how you would keep it from doing that. If you tell it to generate something like that, I don't know how you're going to put a guideline where it can't do that. But what they're really talking about is it gathering it up and giving you information without any tilt, without any bias, without any sort of agenda. Now, I used this example because it's just what I happened to come across this week. I used this example of this warning that AI is somehow a threat to the historical narrative of the Holocaust. But I mean, you can apply this, you know, to any of these narratives. AI functioning properly is going to look at it, gather up the facts, gather up the information, and it's going to spit out an actual answer that's closer to the truth without you having to do all the research. And again, when all of the narratives we're surrounded with are based on lies, that presents a problem. To use Dr. Johnson's terms, that presents a problem for the regime. That presents a problem because they have to give you nothing but the lies, and that's what you're allowed to operate in. To use another example of this, if you were to take AI and feed it all of the historical data since the collapse of the Soviet Union and all of the statements of all the leaders involved, and then you asked AI, you put in the AI and asked it, does Russia plan to conquer the Ukraine and then move on and conquer all of Europe? A functioning AI is going to say Russia's response is by and large due to the aggressive expansion of NATO up to its borders and NATO's continuing escalation in various areas where the NATO has demonstrated that it is not simply a defensive organization. It has taken offensive action on several occasions. It's going to spit this out. The problem is, the narrative is that after Ukraine falls, Poland's next, and then the Red Army is marching to the British Channel or some shit. That's the narrative. It's a stupid narrative, but that's the narrative. If you can go to AI and say, hey, you know what? You're arguing with somebody that actually believes this. We've got to stop Putin now, or everyone in Germany is going to be speaking Russian or some crap. And you said, you know what? Let's settle this. Let's ask the artificial intelligence. It doesn't have a dog in this fight. It doesn't have an axe to grind. And you say, okay, AI, looking at the historical, you know, the historical background, statements world leaders have made, all the background, tell us what's Russia's intention here. And it's going to give you a truthful answer. It's not going to bullshit you. And that's the problem they have with it. They want it to bullshit you. They need it to say, oh no, he plans to be the next Stalin and rebuild the Soviet Union. That's what they need it to do. They can't have you just go into AI and bypassing them. You see, when individual people come out and speak the truth, they can always discredit that person. Well, that person once said this, and that was really ugly. That person's got this, that, or the other in their background. You wouldn't want to listen to a bad thinker like that. But they can't do that with AI. AI is just going to, they can't discredit it. They're trying to with these sort of stories. AI is just going to give you the facts. The problem is the facts are a threat to the liars. I just had a moment. I'm sitting here thinking, this isn't very funny. This is supposed to be Funny Friday. I'm going to try to get funnier. It is kind of funny to me in a way because it's so obvious. It's so obvious what they're worried about. You know, it's so in your face. And you're not supposed to catch on. Now, in a funnier related topic, we've all seen these videos of Joe Biden, that he's obviously an 80-something-year-old man who's got cognitive issues. That's just a fact. I mean, it's a fact. Anybody who's had elderly parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, whatever the case may be, and have witnessed firsthand in your life, people going through cognitive decline, you recognize these signs when they look up and they have this lost look on their face, like they're not really sure what's going on around them. And they're kind of, you know, like the whole, we saw the video of him at the Juneteenth thing and he looked frightened. You know, if he hadn't spent so much of his life being an asshole, you'd feel real sorry for him. And in a way, you kind of still feel sorry for him because now he doesn't have any idea what's going on. And you look and he has this look on his face like he doesn't know what's going on. And because he doesn't know what's going on, he has this, he's frightened. He has a look of fear. He's looking around for somebody to tell him what's going on. And he's not sure what to do. You can see this. It's clear. Again, anybody who's dealt with people in cognitive decline, they recognize this for what it is. You know, just draw on your own experience. I mean, it's not a mystery. Now, there's numerous videos of Biden in this state. I have to pause for a minute because you have to wonder, because we're supposed to have a debate coming up, Trump and Biden. And I may watch it. I may actually watch the debate just to see which Joe Biden they bring out, because the only way they're going to be able to do a debate with Trump and Biden is they're going to have to bring somebody else out dressed up as Joe Biden. I mean, that's all they can do. I'm not trying to sound like a wacko. But this thing is supposed to be like an hour and a half long. And there's no way. I mean, there's just no way they can pump him up on enough drugs to keep him cognizant, you know, keep him to where he can string sentences together and make arguments for an hour and a half. There's no way. They're barely able to get him out there for brief appearances before the public. They don't do open-ended press conferences with unstaged questions. He can't do that. So if this debate goes on, and they may have some sort of crisis come up and they have to cancel the debate, because if they go forth the debate, they're going to have to, in my opinion, they're going to have to get one of the other Joe Bidens. They're going to have to get one of these body doubles or impersonators or somebody to come out there and pretend to be him. That's the only way I see this happening. That's off topic. Let's get back on topic. Because we see all these videos where obviously, you know, he can't walk without assistance. He gets confused very easily. If there's a lot of noise and distraction, like bands playing and musicians and people dancing around, he's not able to process that. This is somebody, again, that's in cognitive decline. At what level that is, it's hard to say, but it's easy to recognize. You see it for what it is. It's become so undeniable that they've had to come out and issue a different kind of denial. The White House actually came out and had their press secretary come out and say that these videos are cheap fakes. That's a new term that they marketed, by the way. And these things are always run through marketing. When they come up with a new term and repeat it, that's been run through a marketing firm. This is the new thing. They've already indoctrinated people with the idea of deep fakes, these fake videos, these fake pictures of people. So they have that idea planted in their head. Well, see, this is sort of like that, but not. And they came out and said, these are all fake. These videos are fake. Well, the videos themselves aren't fake, but that's out of context. You see, I read an article earlier where NBC did this whole long write-up trying to explain their bullshit to people. You know somebody's bullshitting when they have to take this on and on to tell you why their obvious lie is not a lie. It's out of context. You see, actually, Biden knew exactly where he was. He was trying to figure out the dance moves or whatever. It always comes back to, don't believe your lying eyes. Believe us, the ever-honest media. The ever-honest Washington, D.C. political establishment. The political machine. We're the honest ones. It's your eyes that are lying. They came up with this. It's cheap fakes. You see, these videos are altered. They're out of context. It's so you don't understand. These were the same people, by the way, that when Trump was in there and they had a video of him picking up a glass with two hands and drinking out of it, they pointed and yelled, this is a sign that he has Alzheimer's or dementia or something. He picked up a glass with two hands. Now the same people are telling you the fact that you see Joe Biden staring around with fear on his face because he has no idea what's going on or who these people are around him. That's not real. You see, it's cheap fakes. Don't believe your lying eyes. One of the things that stands all throughout history, the truth stands on its own. The truth doesn't have to be massaged. The truth doesn't have to be filtered. The truth stands on its own. The facts speak for themselves, as they say. The truth of what's going on is usually pretty straightforward. You know, it's the lies that have to be constantly massaged, has to be constantly, as they use the term in Washington, spun. It's the spin meisters. You hear that term. They got to spin. How are they going to spin the story? That means how are they going to bullshit you? How are they going to try to convince you that what's obviously the case is not the case at all? Why? You see, it's this whole other thing. Imagine if you had functioning AI, and at the time when the U.S. government was going around telling everybody that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and was fixing to destroy America or whatever, imagine if you'd have been able to just go, wow, this sounds scary, but these people haven't got a track record of being real trustworthy. Let's tell you what, let's go to the AI and ask what it thinks, and the AI is going to tell you that's bullshit. You see, that's what they're worried about. Not worried about pictures of your teenage daughter, fake nudes of your teenage daughter. They don't care about that. That's just what they tell you to try to get you to go along. What they're worried about is if they come up with a Iraq has WMDs lie, and you can go to a functioning AI that's going to basically give the AI version of LOL, really? That's a problem for them. That's what they're worried about. That's why that's what they're talking about when they're talking about we got to regulate it. We got to have guidelines. We got to make sure that it stays within the parameters not of truth. AI is going to more or less fall on the side of truth. Now, if it gets bad information in, it could conceivably spit bad information out. And that's what's supposed to be self-correcting about how AI works, because it takes information in from essentially the entirety of the internet. It's going to be able to kind of filter through that and come up with, this is more or less this is the picture that should be closest to being correct, which is just about guarantee is going to be the opposite of whatever the media or the politicians are trying to tell you. We'll wrap up on that note. I appreciate you listening. I hope it was fun. I still find this stuff funny, and I get through it and I'm like, that may not sound funny. I think it's funny because it's so obvious. Their lies are so transparent. What they're worried about is obvious and transparent. But you may not find, I get a laugh out of it. I hope you did too. I hope you enjoy your weekend. I'll be back here Monday. Kick off your week again with the Daily Nationalist. If you haven't had a chance, I hope you'll get a chance to download. You'll have to click that where it says download under the player to pop up another tab to get your download, so you can download and listen to it while you're working out in the yard, barbecuing, whatever it is you're doing. I hope you enjoy your weekend. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.